common issue.
Why, were you afraid you were going to hurt your career and make a fool out of yourself in front of people?
Yeah, and I did that several times.
Well, how'd you do that?
I told a comic he was an asshole. I told, the thing is, before I stopped drinking, I thought, I made a New Year's resolution to not get drunk around comics that suck. Because that created problems.
Because
you know?
You start to get comfortable enough to say that you think they suck.
You're really bad.
You told people that?
Yeah, I did.
Oof.
That's not good.
No, because they remember it. You're just having a few, and they remember that forever.
Yeah, and you remember Lucian, like, years ago.
Lucian, but let me tell you, he was there. Lucian ran the comic strip for many years. He didn't own it. He was a co-owner. But he was the guy you had to go through to pass at the comic strip, and he was legendarily awful to pass with. Nobody passed the first time, Lucian. He was very detached. He was, all right, let's see. I don't really think you're ready for the club. He had that kind of an attitude. He was very stiff. Very kind of a legend in comedy.
Very arrogant. Now, he was didactic. That's...
God, right, exactly. Yeah, very preachy. Very much wants to be heard and not listen. Yeah.
Yeah, he...
He's dead, though, so he can't bet
on him. He's dead. God... rest his soul. but anyhow, he was like just very bizarre to me, as you can imagine.
Sure.
I'd have to go in and have those little chats with him in that tiny office.
Yeah.
You know, which always had something. He would tell me about having sex with Rubenesque women. It was like...
Really?
Yes.
Do you like fucking fatties?
He had told me at the time, I don't know where it came out of nowhere. He said that recently he had been having sex with a Rubenesque woman. And generally he liked thin women. He said small women like you, Kath, like you're tall, but you're small.
Right. Slender.
Yes. But
slight of build.
Yeah, but with him, as you know, he was a douche, kind of.
Yeah, he was.
He invited me to his apartment for cocktails.
Ooh.
And I went with, like, maybe 10 of the heaviest drinking comics there were. And we drank every drop of alcohol he had in his apartment. And I don't remember this. But I walked up to him and told him he disgusted me.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was trying to arm wrestle him. And Attell kept me away from him. A lot of this I don't remember.
Wait, you were trying to arm wrestle Lucian?
Yeah, I would have won.
I think you would have, too.
At the time, I didn't know about his disease.
Yeah, he was very sick.
He was sick with some kind of... It was a bizarre form of dermatitis.
Scleroderma, I think it's called.
Very rare disease.
It's like where you would harden your
it's not funny at all. it's totally not funny. I mean, he's so dead.
Yeah, he really is. But your fingers and you harden. I think that's what it is. It's a hardening of your extremities, I think.
Really?
Scleroderma, I think it's called. It's a horrible way to go.
Ugh. Yeah, that's...
Kathleen, really, the funniest part now is it's like trying to watch a sociopath mimic emotions. She really doesn't give a fuck that he suffered or is dead.
No, I'm not. I'm not a sociopath. I'm nuts, but not a sociopath.
But he wasn't like, you know, I'll say this about Lucian. At the end, he was kind of nice to me, and we spoke, you know, but he was never nice to, he was very, very mean to a lot of comedians.
I know that. Yeah, he was particularly insulting to some. He wasn't all that mean to me. And I did see him in California with his wife maybe about a year before he died. And he was pleasant.
He said to one comic, this is the legendary story, that she was like, I guess she weighed like 170 or 180. And he goes, well, as he was trying to pass the club on Saturday, well, you know, you could go one of two ways. You could lose 50 pounds and be attractive, or you could gain 50 pounds and be a total spectacle. Which I thought was a great thing to tell somebody.
He told one guy, he said, I like your type. I just don't like you. You're the perfect type for this club, just not you.
Yeah, your style is good, but you stink.
Yeah, he told me to wear sexy clothes or whatever.
Did he really?
Oh, to wear skirts.
Oh.
Short skirts.
No, come on. Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Did you take the advice?
No.
Do you dress like, I noticed like a lot of women make the mistake, I think, of trying to be sexy on stage. And it's like, you can't have mixed emotions. I don't want to laugh at anybody when my dick is hard.
Exactly. That's a different part of the brain.
Right.
You know, that an artist that I modeled for, he was gay, and I asked him that. He had painted some nude men that were really hot. And I said,
they have giant penises?
Oh, well, their penises were flaccid when he painted them. You know, it was like real.
Real art.
He's a real artist.
Yeah.
But he said no, that he wasn't attracted to them when he was painting, because that he needed that part of his brain to create the art.
So now, what about, you said you put what you did, what kind of poses did you do, and what kind of paintings or photos were they?
It was Robert De Niro's father.
Oh, yeah, you know, God damn it, you told me that years ago. Right, okay.
Yeah, and I did the last show he did. He's also dead.
Yes.
God, I know a lot of dead people.
You sure do. I think you're the common denominator. You're the common thread.
Oh, God, yeah, really. This was years ago. His last show was at some gallery on Park Avenue. I forgot. But he did 18 paintings. 9 were me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So you had a nice relationship with him.
Yeah, and I'm the only model he had that he named a painting after.
What did he name it?
Kathleen.
It's a stupid question, wasn't it? Did you meet Robert De Niro?
Yeah, I did. Very nice man.
Did he know you were in the...
Yeah, he complimented the paintings.
Oh, really? Were they nudes?
I did one nude.
What was the pose?
I was I was just like laying on a cat. It wasn't hot, and I was really, really young and skinny. I mean, it wasn't like nude.
It wasn't the way I would have painted you.
It wasn't like, yeah, exactly.
I would have had any woman I would have painted would have had one leg over one part of the couch.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The other leg over the other part. It would have been obscene.
It wasn't obscene at all. In fact, it was very just straightforward. You know, I wasn't sexy at all. I was just sitting in a chair with very relaxed.
Okay, but you weren't trying to be hot.
No, you know. Although I kind of had a crush on him.
Of course you did. He's De Niro's father. You know, that sperm is good. Jesus, look what he produced.
And he was really hot.
All right, we'll play a clip. We have a certain amount of clips we play. What should we play? I guess I'll make the decision. What do you think, Steve?
Put some Geraldo.
Yeah. How about our pal who died... I don't need to keep saying that.
A friend of both of us, yeah. Both of a good friend, good comic.
Yeah, and we all know he's dead, so it's like, you know. And I don't know when to stop saying somebody's passed away. It's like I do a show on the Boneyard. Whenever I play Dio, I mention that he's dead, but people are like, we know, Jim.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know. It's...
All right, we'll play a Geraldo bit, and we'll come back.
It's always something new to worry about. Every day there's a new one. Bird flu, the monkey pox, the mad cow, the turtle cooties. Stay out. Don't go outside. There's no ozone layer. If you go outside, you'll be fried to a crisp. Don't go inside. There's mold. You can't stay inside either. Watch out for ticks. There's ticks on the deer. The Lyme disease. It'll fucking kill you. And get away from... you know what? It's literally to where like, you just got to wrap yourself in cellophane and bury yourself in a hole in the yard and just hope for the best. Mad cow, bird flu, the bird flu. The monkeypox. A while back, there was an outbreak of the monkeypox in the Midwest. Monkeypox. When I heard you can get a disease... Oh, by the way, there was an outbreak of the monkeypox. It was people were playing with their prairie dogs and getting the monkeypox. When I first heard you can get a disease from playing with your prairie dog, I thought, well, shit, that's a weird euphemism. You know, I thought playing with my prairie dog was the best way to avoid diseases. But... People in the Midwest were getting the monkeypox from playing with their prairie dogs. And by the way, the Center for Disease Control swooped in and stopped the whole thing within no time. They figured the whole thing out. They're like, well, this prairie dog had shared a cage with an African rat from Namibia, and you can see from the bill of lading that it came from a part of Namibia where the monkeypox is rampant. So they came in, they quarantined everybody that ever came into contact with these things. Within like 2 or 3 weeks, they stopped what could have been a serious epidemic. Well, where's Osama bin Laden? Where the hell is he? We can't find him. We can't find him, but we can find a gopher with the sniffles in a terrarium in Madison, Wisconsin. Do you even remember bin Laden? Wasn't he important? Weren't we supposed to be looking for Osama bin Laden? He's public enemy number one. We got to get bin Laden. And then the new season of American Idol comes on. We're like, oh, fuck it. I don't even want to think about it. We're supposed to democratize the entire Middle East, rebuild whole countries from scratch. We can't find one dude. We can't find one 8-foot-tall terrorist with kidney failure. He's tethered to a goddamn dialysis machine, for Christ's sake. He somehow drags that session. That's got to leave some sort of trail in the sand, wouldn't you think? That we could... I mean, it's not like he's keeping a low profile. He's got a... Dude, every time you think he's gone forever, he cranks out another shitty recording. He's like Madonna, for Christ's sake. The fucker doesn't seem to want to go away. Mad cow, the monkey pox, the bird flu. The bird flu. Even that story. Watch out for the bird flu. It's coming. It's going to kill 100 trillion people. It's going to kill everyone. It's going to be a huge worldwide epidemic. It's a pandemic. That's like epidemic, but worse. There's a P at the front. It's a pandemic. It's going to kill everyone, even the pandas, even the doormat. Everyone's going to die from this pandemic of bird flu. Everyone will be dead. Back to Jim with sports. They don't even... It's this giant story, and then it just goes away. The bird flu spread to Romania now. It's in Romania. But it hasn't infected any Romanian people because apparently the virus can't penetrate shitty cologne and polyester sweatsuits. But it could mutate. That's the fear. The bird flu. You know how they know these viruses spread? They find dead birds somewhere. They found a dead bird in Romania. They figure out the virus is there. Who's finding these dead birds all over the world? When I was a kid, we used to find dead birds all the time. We didn't take them in for autopsies. We picked them up and we threw them at the gay kid. That's what we did. That's what we did as kids. Kids are cruel. We didn't even know what gay was yet. We just knew he ran like a girl when you threw dead shit at him. So we did it over and over again. You know? We tortured these little fuckers for choosing a decadent lifestyle. That's what people think these guys are choosing. You think this 6-year-old kid was choosing to run like a girl? He was choosing to have birds smushed in his face because he knew that one day he'd get to wear assless chaps on a papier-mâché penis float on the gay pride. I mean, you know, pretty much.
What a coincidence. I didn't plan it this way. It's the little things that just show you that there's a higher power at work. Now, I was just talking about Dio before, and I forgot that I had chosen TV Crimes, which is a Black Sabbath song off Dehumanizer, which was Dio. Okay, nobody gives a shit. I just figured I'd say that. I don't know why I'm acting like that's the fucking Time Life commercial. So, all right, so you're in New York. Why did you leave L.A. to come back to New York?
I sublet my apartment to Rick and his alleged fiance.
Oh, okay.
And that didn't work out well.
Why?
They wanted him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a less than stellar tenant. And
I can see that.
I like New York so much better. And I was subletting at the time, and I was in the position to buy a co-op, and I thought, well, I'll just stay here. Plus, I had a writing job here. That's why I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to stay. I'm not real fond of L.A. I miss people there.
Right, but not the city itself.
Not really.
Where'd you grow up?
In Arizona.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You an only child?
Oh, no. I'm one of five.
Okay.
Like, Catholic family. My father is a retired aerospace engineer. You know, that's like gas turbines, you know, and bomb type of shit. I don't know.
Right,
I'm from like a science...
People.
Yeah.
So what are the rest of the people, what are the rest of the brothers and sisters do?
I have a brother who's... it's really weird. Biomedical engineer. one's an attorney, and one, I had three brothers. The other one's a some kind of scientist. Two are scientists, one's a lawyer.
And you're a comic, and you are, and you do real estate.
They're not. They're very, very Republican, straight-laced.
How do they feel about your job?
Oh, they think it just is hideous.
They're not happy for you?
No, they really, they're not. They don't like New York. They don't get it.
They don't like the fact that you're a stand-up?
Yeah.
Have they seen your act?
No. One of my brothers did. The biomedical engineer.
And what did he say?
He liked it. He's a fan of yours.
Is he really?
By the way.
Oh, sounds like a type of young man I'd like to get to know.
Yeah, he invented this weird thing about that for brain surgery. I mean, he's like a
guy. What did he invent for brain surgery?
It's
that's a big one.
Yeah.
The Ted Kennedy Memorial Drill.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's some kind of camera-like thing. I mean, I saw it in action. He let me go into the operating room with him.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. I got to scrub up. It was disgusting. I almost fainted. But, you know, you really want to see that. Brain surgery is kind of cool.
So what happens? The camera goes in the head so he can see what he's doing, or whoever it is can see what they're doing?
Yeah, he and the right, and you could see where the tumor is. Ooh.
What's a brain tumor look like? I've never seen one.
I saw this one. It was kind of like a dried up dog turd. You know, that real...
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like.
I'm always paranoid I'm going to have a brain tumor. Like, whenever I get a headache or whenever I get into fits of rage, because that's part of a brain tumor is emotion changes and irrational emotional outbursts.
You have fits of rage, really?
Oh, I'm horrible. I stabbed myself with a pencil the other day. I was looking for a photo, and I couldn't find it on my computer. It was not it was an unsharpened pencil. But I literally wanted to stab myself. So I just took it and I fucking drove it against my arm. And then I whipped myself with a cord.
Oh, my God.
It was insanity. Yeah, I go through horrible rage.
That's really insane.
Yeah.
Jim.
And my girlfriend saw this, and it was just, she knew I wasn't mad at her. But I almost took my...
Yeah, how did she react to
nothing, because she knew just to be quiet so we wouldn't argue.
Oh. Okay.
But I almost took my computer and smashed it on the floor. I couldn't find a photo of myself and Omar from The Wire. You know, I was so...
Well, of course you were. Of course you flew into a... Was it like a Mel Gibson type of thing?
You know, it was that type of an irrational... I love Mel Gibson now.
Oh, God.
Come on, you don't like Mel?
He's got more energy than I would have thought. That took a lot of energy. That's... bidding and you whore and you're I couldn't believe it.
How angry, how annoying a girlfriend is she though when she...
Oh yeah.
That many fucking phone calls?
Oh yeah. And that voice.
Yeah, why do you want me to... Yeah, that shitty detached Manchurian candidate.
You like the green dress. Yeah. You like it.
She's
you
awful.
Know, that babyish... Oh fuck, she's horrible.
She really was horrible, right? And she's not a good singer, by the way. He was financing her. Yeah. Did you hear her sing? It was like a beheading without the glory of the video to entertain you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she stunk.
I don't know. If he does go to trial for whatever, beating her, the jury might understand.
Yeah, I think the jury absolutely would give him a pass on fucking chipping one of her stupid teeth. Fucking...
Oh, yeah. I was surprised he was that violent. I mean, that you can't excuse that.
I know. Well, yeah, I guess
I'm
not.
I'm kind of against domestic violence.
Have you ever been the victim of it?
No. It, which is odd. You would think I would be, but... I don't understand women who are. Just leave.
Why would one assume that you would be the victim of domestic violence?
You'd think I'd be an annoying girlfriend, but I'm very easygoing. I don't have fits of rage. I'm very calm and
stoic.
kind of stoic. And
what do you do when you're mad, though? I've never seen you. This is how I know
you've
you.
You've never seen me mad.
I don't.
Huh?
No, we've never argued. I mean, we're not in a position where we'd be fighting with each other. So no, I don't think I ever have.
I get mad, you know, but.
But do you show it, or do you just internalize it? And how do you hurt the guy you're dating? There's got to be a way you get back at somebody you're dating.
I don't have contentious relationships. I can't think of one that I've had.
Will you fight a lot?
Yeah.
Are you faithful?
I'm faithful, okay. And that's it. Like, I'm not. I dated a cop once, a detective, homicide detective, who was the drunkest man in the Western world. It was such a delight. Oh, God. And he was very jealous, like very, very jealous, for no reason. But I never even fought with him.
So wait, why did you enjoy his drinking?
It was a beautiful sight. I mean, he had the trench coat and the cigarette, and, you know, he was so hot. He did drink way too much.
Do you think he was an alcoholic?
Quite possibly.
Yeah?
Yeah, he would call me. I mean, when I moved to L.A., he would call me, and I could hear he was drunk at, like, 10 a.m. in the squad room. And he just, you know, oh, hey, how are you? You're in California. And then suddenly he'd just go, you took a knife and stabbed it through my heart. He'd scream that, and then I could hear these other detectives laughing. But he did nab a lot of criminals, so.
But you liked his drinking?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, we'd go out and eat steak, and he'd order, like, 4 beers before the steak, what? And then, like, 12 after. It was such a beautiful. He almost was the perfect man.
You like a drunk.
Yeah.
Why do you like a drunk so much?
Well, I was drinking.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So you kind of like, the more fucked up he is, the more you could get fucked up and not have a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a requirement. Mm. I couldn't drink. I couldn't date a guy that didn't drink.
All right. I have a great bit to play right now. It's on Richard Pryor, That Nigger's Crazy, because we're talking about drinking. So it's one of my favorite bits ever.
Okay.
It's called Nigger with a Seizure, and it's a... You hear that bit?
No.
Oh, it's a fucking gem off of Pryor's 1975 album. We'll be back shortly.
Drinking ain't cool. Drinking ain't cool. None of this shit's cool. I remember at home, man, dudes used to drink and shit and didn't want to fight. Some niggas drink, you don't have a seizure. You know what I mean? You know, everybody know one nigga that drink and every weekend get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always want to fight. You know what I mean? Nice guy during the week.
Hi, how are you?
Weekend. Motherfucker! Get out of my face! You go to the bar, man. You see him in the bar. Cats be in the bar. Be fucked up. He starts, no, man, leave me alone, nigga. Shit, you ain't got to fuck with me, baby. Gives me some money. I buy my own shit, man. Say, man, bartender, nigga, give me my whiskey. What? I'm drunk, nigga. Fuck you, me, I'm drunk, motherfucker. You crazy? Shit, you didn't say that an hour ago. You were selling me that shit. Baby, I'm buying everybody in here something. Give me a beer for everybody. One motherfucking beer. Woo! Sing that song, you bitch. That motherfucker sang her ass off, baby. Woo, shit. What you looking at, bitch? Ugly motherfucker.
what time it is. It's time for you to fuck it with me. Shit. You dig that, Frank? What is it, nigga? I don't care if that's your mom. Nah, don't hold me, motherfucker. Nah, nigga, you don't hit me, baby. Nah, motherfucker, you in trouble now, baby. Leave that shit. Don't nobody kick me in the ass. Oh, God, bleed. Oh, Lord, don't let me be sick. Frankie, get me home, man, please. Oh, man, don't drive so fast. Oh, please, don't let me. Put down the window. Oh, please, put it up. It's too cold. Oh, Lord, please, Lord, I'll quit. I'll never make it again, please. Everything's going jippity. Please, I'll go. Frankie! Thank you, partner! Motherfucker kicked me in the ass, baby! I killed that motherfucker! Oh, make up your mind, God, please. I ain't got nothing left to throw up but my nuts. Ha! Ha ha ha! Ah! Oh, shit. Hey, baby! Open this door, bitch. Open the motherfucking door, baby. Shit. Hey, mama! Good morning to you. What's wrong with you, bitch? What you screaming on me for? I've been out in the street trying to protect your honor. Shit, I damn near had to kill a nigga about you. They don't pull me off his ass. I know my breath stink, bitch. Ain't nothing but some vomit. Give me wipe my mouth off there, mama. This is a fine motherfucker, baby. Come here, bitch. Move your hand. Let me play that titty. Play my fan. Ooh. I'm gonna fuck you tonight, baby. Bleed that shit.
Show. That's Motorhead, Love Me Like a Reptile. We don't have time to get to the hook. Well, my girlfriend does not like Motorhead, but she loves the fact that he goes, Love Me Like a Reptile! It's a fucking good song, so go to iTunes and get it, and you'll enjoy that comment later. Hanging with Kathleen Roll, who really I find you very entertaining. You've always made me laugh very hard. You just Kathleen's genuinely funny as a person. You're not put on funny. You say some great shit.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
And likewise.
Thank you. And so what we were talking during the break about, I said, is there anything you want to promote? Because sometimes I forget to promote. Oh, by the way, I have something to promote. I'm such a fucking twat. Next Tuesday, November 2nd, we're roasting Jim Florentine at Comics. All the money goes to Greg Giraldo's kids that we raise. So it come out. It's a great cause. I'm doing it. Bobby Levy's doing it. I think Florentine's obviously going to be there. Otto and George. It's a fucking great lineup at Comics on in the Meatpacking District here in New York City. Next Tuesday, the 2nd of November, come out, and it's for a good cause, and we're going to get to fucking rip Jim's stupid ass apart, which would be great.
Oh, God, I will so come to that.
You have to come to it.
Yeah.
So wait, I said to you, is there anything you wanted to promote? That's how what a self-centered ass I am. I'm getting ready to get into you, and I just self-promote. And you said you're going to be on a reality show.
Yeah, I got a call, and this is a new reality show. It's. Have you ever seen The Bachelorette?
I am aware of it, but no. Will they compete for the affections of a gentleman?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's going to be like that, except this one is with comedians. So there's a lot more alcohol and a lot less commitment.
And a lot less good-looking guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's called Pity Fuck. So that's going to be on PAX. Watch for that, and I'll be there, you know.
So you're not going to be on a reality show?
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
No, it's fucking hilarious. I'm so dumb and gullible. I'm like, you know what?
Really? That would be a great reality show.
Yeah.
They should just have one that's called Anal Atrocities. That's the pitch. Bam. We want it.
We want bad anal stories.
Anal atrocities. Yeah.
People who've been injured being fucked in the ass.
Exactly. Or other ways.
Their ass has been injured other ways?
They've stuck cucumbers up there or whatever.
How about yourself? Are you an anal girl or no?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, God, no. I mean, it's just, no. Doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've had my ass played with a little bit, but...
Really?
Yeah. My girlfriend wants to fuck me with a strap on it. I'm like, I told...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
I tried, but I felt like I had to shit, so I ran to the bathroom. I just sat on the toilet, farted loud.
That's what I would think, that it would be uncomfortable in that, you know. And also, it will stretch your ass out. Don't do it.
Very sage advice. But, I mean, I think I could take a strap on it. I don't think it would kill your ass a couple times, you know?
Once or twice, but if you do it all the time, like if in the emergency room, if they're checking you out, they could tell the men that have a lot of anal sex because it just stretches out and doesn't snap back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like the collar of a turtleneck.
Exactly.
After a while, there's just no getting it back to where
right.
It was.
Right. You're never, no matter how long you leave it in the dryer.
Yeah, there's no getting it back.
Yes, exactly.
So, all right, so you're not an anal sex person. I'm okay with giving it, but it's not like a, not a thing for me.
Oh, really? You're not?
Nah, I'll do it, but my girlfriend wanted to fuck me with a strap on. I mean, I do want to do it, but it's for the dirtiness of it. It's not even that I want that sensation, but it's just to
just
be a fucking pig.
Just the thought of it. That's what I've heard. This guy told me that a woman wanted anal, and it wasn't... He wasn't particularly into it, but he said that... She said it was just... That it was so wrong, you know, the raunchy... The thought of it, you know, which I don't get...
Yeah. Like, what's your thing? There has to be a thing for you.
I haven't had sex in so long.
How long?
It's like, I couldn't identify a penis in a lineup.
Would you say it's been more than 6 months?
Yeah.
But that's by choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to, you know, date men... If you're not drinking, if you've been used to drinking.
When you're first quitting, you're supposed to give it some time before you start dating.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to make any major decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And do you think that you'd make bad decisions? Like, obviously, your choices in guys are pretty weird. Like, my choices in women have been very unhealthy, too.
Yeah. And it's not even like I chose them. It's sort of like... All of a sudden, they were there.
It's radar. It's like we attract sick fucks because we're sick fucks.
Yes, exactly. There's a certain type that really likes sick fucks.
Yeah, other sick fucks. It's almost like when you said you like guys who drink that excessively. It's because, like, well, if you're a drunk, I mean, you know, what's worse than being fucked up and dating somebody healthy? It stinks.
Oh, it's the worst. I've done that, you know. It's like, Jesus.
So you've dated when you were drinking, you were dating somebody who was quote-unquote healthy?
I did have a guy who also, you know, like I'd have like 5 margaritas. He was having, you know, Pellegrino. And he didn't bother him, really.
Sounds like a real douche.
He... Yeah, he totally was.
Who do you... Is there anybody you hate? I mean...
Anybody I hate?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Like, well, that's a pretty good thing, that if you can't just pull names, or if you just can't pull out a reference to yourself.
Yeah, I not really.
No?
No, I can't think of anyone. How about you?
It's a tough question. It's really weird, man. Like, you think that, like, I'd have 50 people, and I'm like, I can't think of anybody that I truly can't stomach. I mean, not in comedy, at least. I guess I have an affection for comics.
Yeah, I do, too.
Steve Martin, I don't hate Steve Martin, but he fucking bugs me with his shitty Pink Panther ripoff remakes. That annoys me.
He's a little annoying.
You know, it's like, come on, how could you steal that from Peter Sellers? It's kind of disgrace. It's like if I put on a white suit and ran around with an arrow through my head, yell, I'm wild and crazy, he'd be going, you're stealing my shit.
Yeah, exactly. That I saw part of that movie and it was pretty bad.
Oh, it was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It was charmless and fucking horrible. Hamburger. People get on a certain level, and they don't have people around them to go, that fucking blows.
I know. I've met people like that where they're yes to death. I'm sure you've been to, like, a movie premiere.
Sure.
Where it just sucks beyond belief. But because it's the premiere, you can't say anything, and everyone is telling them it's God, it's so great.
Horrible movie premiere I went to. Pacino and De Niro were in the room.
Wow.
It was, what was that movie? A Righteous Kill. Yeah.
Where they both were in it.
They were cops. Not Heat. Heat was the first one with Val Kilmer. But A Righteous Kill was a few years ago. It was fucking abominable.
Wow.
Abominable. Pacino dies at the end of it. Which would have been merciful for all of us if we were all killed before it started. And he's laying there on the floor, and his big line to De Niro, who was his partner, was, continued success.
Oh, God.
And I saw his little lifts.
Ooh.
He had little lifts on his shoes. There's one angle of Pacino laying on the warehouse floor, and you can see he has little lifts on his shoes. It's so cute.
Oh.
Little short stuff.
God.
I just wanted to pick him up and kiss him.
I could think of one thing I do really, really hate. Is Sex in the City.
Oh, I never really watched it.
The movie. I saw it. I couldn't believe anything was that bad.
Did you find it to be unrealistic?
I thought it was a disgrace to my gender.
Oh, really?
I was so appalled. I could not believe it.
I thought it would have been great if they wrote a film that had nothing to... Like, if they started off, right, where they're on their way to Carrie's wedding, like there's four of them in the car, and then as the opening credits are rolling... A fucking dump truck driver barrels to a red light and fucking hits it. And then the next scene is four body bags in the street. And then the entire movie is about this dump truck driver trying to have a drunk driving conviction overthrown. That's the entire film is about his trial.
And then you see him masturbating to their...
to the crime scene photos. Yeah, the charred lips.
Right, and he has shrines to all of them.
I just thought it would be great. It would upset those fucking fans so much.
Oh, my God, that's the best movie idea ever.
Is that great? They're just killed in the opening moments, and it's never explained or addressed.
You never know, and no one goes, no one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares, but why don't you pitch that? That would get, like... 6 Academy Awards.
I guarantee you'd get men to go see it. The women wouldn't go see it, but men would go to see it.
Patrice should star as the truck driver.
Yeah, I think Patrice would happily run into those four whores. We're out of time. We have 1 hour a show. It's a 1 hour show. You have nothing
to
plug?
That was an hour?
Yeah. Well, with commercials and stuff, yeah. You don't have anything to plug?
I will be at the Comedy Cellar. I don't know when, but sometime. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, so someday Kathleen will be at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
She's not sure when.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have more to plug. like the aggressive, assertive entertainer.
And Kathleen will be at the Jim Florentine roast.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Just hanging out.
I'm going to be hanging out, yes.
Yeah.
Jim Sober.
Yes.
Maybe.
Not be sober.
I will.
The very bizarre Kathleen role, who I really dig. Thank you. I've been trying to get you on for a while. I'm happy you came.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. This has been a pleasure.
See you next week, folks. We have a really cool interview next week. They'll be promoting it this weekend.